讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记的第一季第十集，叮叮。第十集当时要播出的时候呢，已经是国外的双旦节了，也就是圣诞加元旦。那这么一个日子都是和自己的情人、老婆、女友等等团圆的日子。不过我们今天的这群老友，我们看看这群单身狗们是如何抱团取暖的吧。来，一起听一遍原声。
Hey, Jill.
So, how'd it go?
I didn't get the job.
Aww.
How could you not get it? You were Santa last year.
I don't know. Some fat guy sleeping with the store manager. He's not even jolly. It's all political.
So what are you going to be?
I'm going to be one of his helpers. It's just such a slap in the face. You know?
Hey, do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's?
Well, nothing for you. You have Paolo. You don't have to face the horrible pressures of this holiday. Desperate scramble to find anything with lips just so you can have somebody to kiss when the ball drops. Man, I'm talking loud.
Well, for your information, Paolo is going to be in Rome this New Year, so I'll be just as pathetic as the rest of you.
Yeah, you wish.
Just that I'm sick of being a victim of this Dick Clark holiday. I say this year, no dates. We make a pact. Just the six of us.Dinner.
Oh, sure. Okay, we'll do that.
You know, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm.
好了，大家非常熟悉的小酒馆里 ，Joey 冒着雨进来，然后所有的人都跟他打招呼说 ：“Hey Joey, Hey buddy。”然后呢 ，Joey 其实去面试了，所以大家问 ：“So how'd it go? How'd it go?” 问面试怎么样啊 ？Joey 说 ：“I didn't get the job.” Ross 说 ：“How could you not get it? You were Santa last year.” 啊，我们知道这面试去当圣诞老人了，坐在商场里面给别人发礼物的那种。Joey 说 ：“I don't know, some fat guy sleeping with the store manager.” 哦，你看那个时候的人们就已经哈，对吧？啊，哪个胖男人和那个 store manager 睡了？神吐槽。他说 ：“He's not even jolly. It's all political.” 哎，这里的 political 我们可以把它理解为潜规则，哈。Monica 继续说 So what are you gonna be? I'm gonna be one of his helpers 圣诞老人的小帮手 It's just such a slap in the face, you know? 什么是 slap in the face 呢就是啪一巴掌拍脸上了这个时候呢 Rachel 从旁边走了过来她说 Hey, do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's? 结果问完这句大家都在嘘她、哎、你怎么能问这样的问题呢然后她说 Gee, what is wrong with New Year's?Chandler 说 ,nothing for you, you have Paolo. Paolo 是他的这个意大利男友啊新交的。You don't have to face the horrible pressures of this holiday. 这个节日带来的巨大压力啊这种吐槽方法真的是让我们觉得资本主义啊。我们觉得这放个假就很不错了他们觉得有压力。Desperate scramble to find anything with lips just so you can have someone to kiss when the ball drops.这话非常有意思啊拼命寻找带有嘴唇的东西这样的话当这个 ball drops 也就是新年来临那敲钟的时候你可以去 kiss someone Chandler 这个 anything with lips 啊，有嘴唇的东西简直是神吐槽 Man I'm talking loud 然后他意识到自己说话声音非常大来了这么一句又吐槽一下自己那么如果你看六人行比较多的话呢你会发现啊，在每一年的这个 New Year's Eve 敲钟的时候那一瞬间大家都会倒计时然后去亲一下别人情侣啊亲人啊之类的然后这个时候呢 Rachel 说了 Well for your information 大家可能在发邮件的时候会经常遇到这句话 FYI 就是供你参考我跟你们说哈 Paolo is gonna be in Rome this year 那 Paolo 又在罗马所以呢 Rachel 也是一个人过节 So I'll just be as pathetic as the rest of you 跟你们一样可悲这个时候 Phoebe 来了一句 Yeah you wish这个 you wish 呢一般是说哎，你别想像我这么有钱哎，你别想像我这么帅但结果呢来一个你别想像我们这样可悲到底是 Phoebe 啊 Chandler 继续说 It's just that I'm sick of being a victim of this Dick Clark holiday Dick Clark holiday 吐槽声、具体什么意思呢他自己意会一下就可以了熊叔不太方便说 I say this year, no dates, we make a pack. 像狼群一样，我们一起抱个团儿。Just the six of us, dinner. 就我们六个一起吃晚饭。然后大家一起啊 ,yeah, okay, alright, 反应很平淡，但是起码答应了。然后 Chandler 说 ,you know, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm, 热情。啊、我想要一点更多的热情。啊这个时候大家开始呜耶、yeah, 开始假装热情了。他们可能不知道的是这六个好友今后还要黏在一起十年啊。当然跟他们一起黏着的呢还有我们整整一代人啊。只不过到后面几季啊他们拍一集都要一两百万美元的片酬，而我们呢哼哼哼。好，一起来回顾一下今天的重点表达。Number one, a slap in the face, 俗称啪啪啪啊，就是打一记耳光，那其实就是打脸或者说是当头一棒啊那种感觉。比如说 ,the news turned out to be fake, it was like a slap in the face, 就打人不打脸。Number two, for your information, 啊在邮件的时候会经常遇到啊供你参考，我跟你们说有些时候呢也会带有不耐烦的语气。比如说 ,I think my girlfriend is too clingy, 啊太黏人了这个词 clingy。那听到这话肯定是 FYI, for your information, I don't even have a girlfriend, man. Number three, you wish, 你想得美哎你还想像我们这样可悲啊呸。比如说呢熊叔喜欢一个姑娘然后对她说 I know that you like me, 我知道你喜欢我，结果人姑娘来一句 You wish, 你个癞蛤蟆想吃天鹅肉，你个癞蛤蟆都是没有毛的。好 ,number four, 最后一个 be sick of, 是对什么什么厌恶啊，不是病了，是对什么厌恶或者受够什么事儿了。比如说 I'm so sick of men, they're all liars, 啊这被男人伤害了过多的女人都会有这样的幡然醒悟。对于能说出这样句子的女孩子呢，熊叔只想对你们说一句话啊，你们说的对。最后来学一个重点发音技巧 ,last year, 这里的 t 和 y 我们会连读成 cheer,last cheer,last cheer。还有那个 could you, 这个 d 和 y 同样也会连读成 jew, 也就是 could you,could you。所以对话中一句呢 ,how could you not get it, 读成 could you。然后 you were sent a last year, 好吗？来试一下。How could you not get it? You were sent a last year. 好了，最后来跟熊叔我们一起把对话慢速大声朗读一遍，看看哪里涉及到了这样的连读方式。Now, repeat after me. Hey, Joey. Hey, buddy. So, how'd it go? I didn't get the job. How could you not get it? You were sent to last year. I don't know. Some fat guy sleeping with the store manager. He's not even jolly. It's all political. So, what are you gonna be?I'm gonna be one of his helpers. It's just such a slap in the face, you know? Hey, do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's? Gee, what? What is wrong with New Year's?Nothing for you, you have Paolo. You don't have to face the horrible pressures of this holiday. Desperate scramble to find anything with lips just so you can have someone to kiss when the ball drops. Man, I'm talking loud. Well, for your information, Paolo is going to be in Rome this year.So, I'll be just as pathetic as the rest of you. Yeah, you wish. It's just that I'm sick of being a victim of this Dick Clark holiday. I say this year, no dates. We make a pack. Just the six of us, dinner.Yeah, okay, alright. You know, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm. Woo! Yay! 感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.